Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Happy with the Breast Show Radio. This is Brenda Pierce, the Empowered Nurse, part of the co-production team of Pat Kennedy and Brenda Pierce, here for the Breast Show Radio Show. Come and join us April 17th, 2015 at the Breast Show in town at the Lamplighter Inn. Breast cancer is preventable and knowledge is the key. Get your $5 general admission tickets at www.breastshowintown.ca and beat the rush at the doors. You won't want to miss a single moment of this wonderful event. And today's vendor spotlight is with Peak Mobility and Mr. Doug Pooley, DC, who is representing the company. Hi, and welcome to the show, Doug.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you today?
Terrific. Thanks.
Wonderful. Wonderful. The vendor spotlights are meant to showcase our vendors that are going to be at the April 17th show. And Peak Mobility is really a wonderful opportunity here to improve your health and well-being with wonderful professionals who are meant to bring their knowledge and experience to help clients overcome their limiting issues and get them back on their feet, right?
That's exactly our purpose.
Ah, wonderful. So can you tell us a little bit about you? I see you're one of the team members and you're a chiropractor. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and the other gentlemen who are also part of Peak Mobility.
By all means. Well, I started out as a child, and that was probably about 65 years ago, actually.
Mm.
I've been in practice for 38 years, in private practice. I've served as president of the Ontario Chiropractic Association, Canadian Chiropractic Association, Council on Chiropractic Education, as well as having served on the College of Chiropractors of Ontario board and various committees. Where we are here at Peak Mobility is kind of a culmination of 38 years of combined thought and idealism and looking for the most effective way to treat neuromusculoskeletal injuries. So 3 years ago, we partnered with Talbot Trail Physiotherapy in southwestern Ontario to create what is called a kind of a super center. So what I mean by that is we have massage therapy, we have acupuncture, we have exercise therapy, we have chiropractic, and we have physiotherapy, as well as various bracing and specialties when it comes to upper limb and hand issues.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. And that really is a major piece of a lot of people have upper limb and hand injuries from repetitive strain injuries, right?
It's a growing concern, of course, with our society. I mean, jobs have changed so dramatically in the past 25 years. I mean, people have gone from being active to being essentially sedentary from a workplace environment standpoint.
Right, right. And even though sedentary seems to sound like, oh, well, you know, that's pretty cushy, it really is very hard on the musculoskeletal system, isn't it?
Well, much more so than activity, actually. There's some fabulous research that's being done right now, which is demonstrating, you know, the old adage, a lot of people rust out before they wear out.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding that's actually the case. The human body, genetically, over literally thousands of years, has been designed to move. That's what we've always had to do. We've always had, if you go back historically, we've been foragers and gatherers, haven't we? So
right.
As a result, the whole body, including the organ system, has all been designed to do nothing more than to service the needs of the musculoskeletal system. And up until very recently, of course, work really involved physical activity. Up until kind of the last 20 years of the 20th century, people made things. So that means that they went to work and they stood and they lifted and they twisted and they were involved in the manufacturing process. In the past 20 years, of course, there's been a huge evolution away from manufacturing, as that has essentially left the Canadian soil and gone elsewhere, to movement more towards service industry and information technology.
Right. So as such, then, the chiropractic and the team at Peak Mobility have had to adjust their practices and based on their original learnings and education to meet these changes.
Since I started practice, when I first started practice, the injuries that I treated were essentially injuries that were involved with workplace injury or injuries as a result of people falling or various other, you know, accidents or incidents. Now what we see, as you alluded to initially in the course of the conversation, we see a lot more stuff that's associated with repetitive strain, a lot more injury that's associated with chronic degenerative deconditioning that's associated with sitting posture. So,
right.
Yeah, it's not a totally different game. Of course, we still see a lot of the same things, and the body is still the body, but the conditions that are being presented can be significantly different. You're right.
Right. Well, I wonder if you could just introduce the rest of the team to the audience so that at the brush show they know who they're thinking about and represented by Peak Mobility.
At the brush show, we're going to have Dr. David Walsh, who's going to be representing chiropractic acupuncture, and we're going to have Trublin Brown, who's going to represent the business as well on behalf of massage therapy. There won't be direct representation from the physiotherapists at that point. The other members of the team include Jenny Brown, who's a physiotherapist. We've got various chiropractors and other massage therapists. The team is kind of broad, so to introduce everybody would probably not going to mean much to your people. But to say suffice that we have in the neighborhood of about 12 different individual practitioners here at the center, you know, able to hopefully comfortably deal with the needs of people that are suffering from back, joint, or various other musculoskeletal pains.
Right, right. Well, it sounds fabulous, and we're so thrilled to have you at the Brush Show in town. And I think that the wealth of knowledge and the representation of your professionals at the show will be quite a presence, which the audience will be able to introduce themselves, talk to, ask questions of, and I think it'll be fabulous interconnections and interactions between all the people in the audience with Peak Mobility. And as such, Peak Mobility can be located online at peakmobility.ca. And can you share some of your other wonderful contact information for the audience?
By all means, we're 395 Southdale Avenue East. Phone number here is 519-850-7321. And again, you can see us, you can get us online at Peak Mobility, peakmobility.ca. We're easily accessed. We're in Plaza where there's a Shoppers Drug Mart as well as a Duff Dental, so we're right in the south center of the South London.
Right, right. I think that's wonderful, you know, being accessible to other medical facilities, and the cross-referencing that can happen between you all. And at the Brush Show in town, you know, the interconnections and meeting the other experts in the integrative health team. So it's allied, it's professional, it's the alternatives, it's all coming together in such a beautiful presence to help people to live their most comfortable and fullest life experience. A life free of pain is what our aim is, and reducing the risk of breast cancer. So if you could just in a moment just share with us about what the Breast Show means to you and your business.
Well, the Breast Show is very, very important because half the population, of course, and as well as not just women but men as well, can suffer from disease or illness associated with the breasts. I mean, it's so much of the work that's being done now with regards to prevention, especially of breast cancer, revolves around mobility, doesn't it? Especially
yes,
exercise and the positive effect that exercise can have upon helping to not only protect you from the advent of breast cancer, but also if you're a breast cancer survivor and helping you to continue to thrive and flourish in your life going forward. So I see our center, of course, as kind of a body mechanic central. So what I mean by that is that if people are suffering from mechanical injuries that are hampering their ability to both get around from a mobility standpoint or as well to exercise and stay active in their life, then I believe that we've got the technology as well as the expertise here to help to remedy those illnesses.
Wow. And obviously the professionalism. I mean, when you have had the experiences that you've had through your career and on the various boards nationally and provincially and everything else, I mean, you've got your finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world of alternative health and in particular in mobility and function of the body. So I really, really appreciate what you're bringing to the plate here, Doug, and all your team members. I think it's fabulous when you see a group of people come together with a like mind. Anything is possible, and obviously it only can benefit humanity as a whole.
Well, thank you very much, Brenda. We're certainly trying. I mean, the world is an integrative structure, isn't it? I mean, we all play very vital roles. And the professions that we have here represented at PEAK all are, of course, obviously bona fide professions that have a huge role to play. And the nice thing is it allows people choice, and that choice being under one roof, so that they don't have to go from various places to seek the therapy that they may require in order to regain their health.
Right. Wonderful. Wonderful. I think it's absolutely fabulous to have you there. We're so looking forward to having you and your team and PEAK Mobility represented at the Breast Show in Town April 17th from 8:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. And we encourage all our audience to come on down, introduce yourself to the PEAK Mobility people. This is a fabulous opportunity to really integrate yourself and learn about the different professional organizations that there are in our community. Welcome to your team, and we really are looking forward to having you there. I thank you very much for this time on our Vendor Spotlight, Doug, and I'm thrilled to make this acquaintance with you.
That's a pleasure, and we're privileged to be able to be at the Breast Show with you guys.
Wonderful. So, again, thank you very much, and make sure you check them out. Wonderful. This is a wrap. Bye for now.
Bye.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.